if we didn't have organisations such as yourself, I'm not sure whether we would be in the same sort of position as we are now. So I think you've really sort of shined a torch on this sort of actual subject, as it were.
Yeah, we've found that in the last few years, you know, the amount of awareness programmes and campaigns has really increased, and it's really just got that message out there. People who never knew an awful lot about the climate at all are now becoming aware of, you know, what different issues it's facing.
Yeah, and kids trying to get involved in this too, which is great, isn't it?
Yeah, they're our favourites, to be honest. We're doing this all for the kids. We want to make the planet nice for them and for their children in the future. So whenever we have beach schools or beach cleans or, I don't know, school assemblies, anything, we just absolutely love working with the children because they've just got the most exciting little brains and the ideas and the thoughts that they come up with to try and save the world are amazing.
Absolutely, yeah, brilliant stuff. Now, look, I mean, spring is springing now. Clock's going forward next weekend, of course, over the Easter weekend. So all that to think about as well. It's the right time to get you on because it's a good time of the year, really, to spruce up the beach and get involved in the beach clean, isn't it?
Absolutely. The spring is here. We've finally got some nice weather. We've had so many storms and really rough seas lately that it's actually washed up so much plastic onto our beaches. So if you take a stroll out on any beach and just look down, it might seem clear at first, but if you look closely, you will see so many different colours of plastic that just shouldn't be there. So it's great. Get out there. Go and pick up some stuff. You're doing a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And all sort of walks of life, all ages get involved in this, which is great.
Yeah, we love a beach clean. It's something that brings out every single member of the family. It can be children coming with their grandparents, you know, brothers, sisters, parents, everyone. We can see the whole family at a beach clean. And it's really, really nice seeing people together like that.
Yeah, indeed. Now, we can all do our bits as well with the Easter waste too, can't we?
Oh, Easter waste is really interesting. We were talking about this in the office today, that we've seen a real difference in Easter waste. 5 years ago or 6 years ago when we started this, Easter waste was enormous. Every single egg was wrapped in plastic. They had the plastic inserts and all sorts of stuff like that. And there has been a massive reduction in the amount of plastic that's been coming into the eggs. So it is better. Like, we are doing better with the plastic. But there's still a lot of eggs that are completely covered in plastic. They've got those inserts, all of that. So I think that what is awesome is we're making progress, but we've also got to make the right decisions when we're in the shops. We've got to choose the cardboard packaged eggs instead of the ones that are all snazzy with all the plastic around them because, you know, it's just the right way to go.
Yeah, and manufacturers are finally coming on board to this too, aren't they? Gradually. Yeah. It's been a long time coming though, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Some of the big companies have made a huge reduction in the amount of plastic that they're using, particularly in Easter eggs. And, we've got to make the right choices and go for those eggs that are just wrapped in cardboard and not the plastic thing. We can kind of vote with our money. We can show them what we want by buying just those eggs. And then next year, they'll make even more reductions.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's finally the message is getting home. Are we getting better at this, do you think, finally, Bianca?
I don't know is the honest answer. It's changing. Mm. Yeah, things are really changing. And this year, you know, the last year and a bit, we've just seen this enormous increase in the vape kind of litter.
Yes.
So there's vapes everywhere,
yes.
Single-use vapes, and that's been absolutely everywhere. So we think that we're making progress in certain aspects, and then something else comes and throws us a curveball.
Yes.
So all of our cigarette butts are reducing slowly and things like that. And then we find a new item that's causing us problems. So it's difficult.
Yeah, it is. It's educating, isn't it, really, in some respects, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. And we spend so much time, a part of our campaign as education. It really is about telling people what's going on and letting people make that decision for themselves as to what they want to do. Do they want to use a different product? You know, they want to make a more informed decision. And that's what we do. We educate.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, where you're based, you're down in the lovely Emsworth, lovely part of the world too, isn't it, along there as well. How does that sort of compare to, say, like Eastney, you know, because I'm guessing they are very diverse in their own way, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So Emsworth is a gorgeous, tiny little coastal town. And then, you know, Eastney is huge in Portsmouth. But the other thing about Eastney is that it's kind of like the forgotten part of Portsmouth. It's a bit hidden away on the corner.
Yeah.
So people don't treat it very well. So there is an awful lot of litter and waste that is dumped around there because it's out of sight. And out of sight doesn't mean out of mind. It really does cause a problem for the environment and for the creatures that live there. So we have got to be really careful.
Yeah, I'm thinking from what you say there, particularly down by Fort Cumberland, that sort of area, isn't it, where it's sort of disused and what have you. I'm guessing down towards that. Yeah, it's not so good down there, really. But again, think about the environment too. But I mean, I'm guessing around where you are in Emsworth, it has its own challenges.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's everywhere you go, there's a different challenge in a different part. And in Emsworth, we have lots of, in the summer litter, you know, coffee cups that people have been, you know, using whilst they've been on a stroll around the mill pond, and chocolate wrappers and things like that. So we get our own complete different collections. And then, you know, in Eastleigh, we seem to get more fly tip stuff as well. So it is very different. It's very varied wherever you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you've got a couple of beach cleans that perhaps our listeners can get involved with, haven't you, coming up?
Oh, yeah. We'd love everyone to get involved. We just had one last weekend, which was amazing. So we picked up 250 kilos of waste from Langston Harbour.
Wow, that's a hell of a lot, isn't it? And when you say it like that, Bianca, it certainly makes you think.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. The amount of litter, and it's not really reducing the amount of litter, which is a shame, but eventually we will get there with this education and this awareness. But we've got more litter picks coming up, and we would love everybody to join in. You don't need to bring anything, just yourself. We've got all the equipment, and we would welcome even 5 minutes worth of help.
Okay. When's the latest one? When can people get involved in the next event?
That's a really good question. You've put me on the spot, and I don't know. off the top of my head.
Do you want me to help you out? I can help you out, Bianca. I was teasing there. But a public beach clean there by the Haley 9 ferry boat.
Yes.
April the 7th,
yeah? Come to that one.
There you go. Look, I'll plug it for you.
Thank you. We all need a bit of help.
Absolutely. And I'm guessing, and this is the other thing too, isn't it? Because obviously the council are trying to do their bit by putting more bins out there, and you know, and street operatives coming along and you know, changing all these bins and things like that on a daily basis. But they can only do so much, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. And as soon as the weather warms up as well, the bins get filled very, very quickly. And we really would like to just encourage people, if you brought your products and whatever it is, if you brought it with you, take it back. Even if it's empty food packaging, whatever, take it home. Put it in your bin so that the bins down there are not overflowing. And as soon as the weather picks up, there'll be litter blowing everywhere and it goes straight into our marine atmosphere. So we really do would love you. Just take it home with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So the next event, April the 7th, then people can come along at 10 o'clock in the morning to midday. A good 2 hour session there. Hopefully the weather's going to be kind. Do you go out in all weathers? I take it you do.
Yeah, we do. We only cancel beach cleans really if it's too windy, because we find it's quite hard to keep the stuff in the bag.
Funny old thing, yeah.
Yeah, but so, in the wind, in the rain, we're still cracking on.
And it's getting really popular too, isn't it? As we said at the start, so this is a good thing to do, really, get out there and fresh air too, isn't it? Let's face it.
Absolutely. We found that there's some really, really good mental health and physical health benefits that have been associated with beach cleaning. You can go out there, you get the cobwebs blown away, and you can actually, you know, use your body a bit, get up a bit of a puff, and, you know, make yourself a bit fitter and a bit sort of feel just nicer.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, the other thing we haven't thought about, we haven't chatted about, of course, is disused sort of goods that we throw out, of course, which can be an issue as well, like old TVs and things like that. The digital pollution almost, isn't it? There's a lot of that going on, isn't there? Yeah.
Yeah, we've really focused on digital pollution lately. Just to let people know that things that we can do, because all these servers that store all of our information and everything and our emails and all of that, they have to be run by power. So we need to try and like unsubscribe to the emails. Don't get all the stuff. Don't save every email. Clean out our inboxes and things like that to try and reduce that digital pollution. And if we've got old products, we don't need them anymore. That doesn't mean that they're not needed. We've got some great things that are out there. So Portsmouth's got the Portsmouth Library of Things, and you can donate things to them so people could come along and borrow it. So they've got, you know, if you need a drill, don't go out and buy a drill if you're only going to use it once. Go and borrow somebody else's, because then we're not having so much stuff at the end of it.
Good plan, isn't it? Yeah. So it's all about sort of recycling and upcycling. We hear that much more too, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much stuff. You can upcycle all your furniture, everything. You can make some amazing, beautiful creations. We don't need to bin everything. Just because it's not useful for you anymore doesn't mean somebody else wouldn't love it. So please donate, please upcycle, you know, give it to the Library of Things, anything like that, so somebody else can use something. So we're not just clogging up landfill.
No, exactly. And we never used to, did we? Going way, way back.
No, it was always mend and make do and that kind of thing. And I think it would be lovely to be able to go back to that, especially with the mountains of clothing and things that are chucked away every single day. It's astonishing.
And it is a scary thought, isn't it, when you sort of break it down, as you say, and you put things into context, really, like this. So it's a good event, really, to, if you can have a swing clean, is to completely have a clean and recycle it if you can.
Yeah, recycle it if you can. If something's looking a little bit old, why don't you embellish it or upcycle it some way so it feels new to you again, and then you've not had to chuck anything away or find somebody else that might want it.
Yeah, indeed. Bianca, if people want to find out more about the Final Straw Foundation, how can they do that? How can they get involved?
Yeah, we would love anybody to get involved in any way. We're going through our volunteer list at the moment. We'd like people to help us at Beach Clean, come to our stalls and events when we've got them going on. And all you've got to do to find out about us is go on to the website, www.finalstrawfoundation.com, and or look on social media. We're on all of the usual channels, your TikToks, your Instagrams, all of that, and you'll find us.
Fantastic. Bianca, a pleasure to talk to you. We'll catch up soon and find out how you're doing as the weather gets a little bit warmer and sunnier too. For now, thanks for coming on tonight, Bianca. Lovely to talk to you again. All right, lovely. You take care. Cheers,
bye.
Lovely. Take care. Bye, Bianca. Bianca Carr there from the Final Straw Foundation. And if you'll find out more information about that and the Beach Clean, which is coming up, as I said there, on April the 7th down by the Hayden Island Ferry. You can get involved in that between 10 a.m. and midday on April the 7th. But all the details on the finalstrawfoundation.org website is how you can get involved in that and plenty more besides.